No one can accuse the World Health Organization's HIV/AIDS director Jim Kim of lack of vision. In September 2003, while most health experts focused on prevention rather than treatment of AIDS, he started WHO's massive 3x5 campaign.
And here we were at WHO, the premier health agency, being equivocal about whether people should treat or not, when we know that there's plenty of money in the world. We know this from Iraq. We know this from the tsunami.
According to the report released last week, the number of AIDS patients treated with antiretroviral drugs is now 700,000, up from 440,000 in early 2004. The target number of 3 million patients treated by the end of 2005 seems elusive, but Jim Kim says the focus should stay on the people who need treatment.
The people for whom failure is going to have the worst consequences are the people who don't get treated. So think about that, okay? That's the real issue. That's the real problem. If we back off on the target or start sending mixed messages again because we're afraid that we might get blamed for not reaching the target, we don't understand this epidemic. The issue is without a really compelling target, things don't happen.
However, the NGO Doctors Without Borders was critical of the report.
The World Health Organization is not the villain in this story, but I think the only thing that we're criticizing for them is not being honest.
Daniel Berman of Doctors Without Borders.
Because if you have a goal that you've set 3 million by 2005 and there are only 700,000 people on treatment February 1st of 2005, you're not meeting the goal.
The money for the 3x5 campaign comes from many funding sources, including the Global Fund to Fight HIV, AIDS, TB, and Malaria, the World Bank, and the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. Doctors Without Borders singled out President Bush's fund as being particularly wasteful. Daniel Berman again.
The U.S. program has a strategy of go it alone, and that causes confusion, and we've seen that in the countries where we're working. The U.S. program, the program of President Bush, compared to other programs where they're putting people on treatment, like the Global Fund, is much, much more expensive because they're using branded drugs.
Doctors Without Borders also pointed out that more drug development needs to be done to treat children infected with AIDS. But their biggest worry is that since January, India is abiding by the World Trade Organization's TRIPS Accords on intellectual property rights, and India may no longer make cheap generic AIDS drugs as easily. WHO's Jim Kim acknowledges that drug access and price is a concern.
I do hold myself responsible for ensuring that the poor people in the member states of WHO will have access to all the drugs that they need to have access to as a matter of urgency and as a moral imperative.
With tens of millions worldwide infected with HIV and 6 million people requiring antiretroviral treatment, what everyone can agree on is that the effort to get cheap drugs and health infrastructure into third world countries needs to be scaled up by any means necessary. Reporting from Geneva for Free Speech Radio News, this is Julia Steinberger.